This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on March 15th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. The oldest trade union centre in the world is celebrating its 150th anniversary in 2018. From just a few union locals in 1868, the Trades Union Congress in the UK has grown to represent almost 6 million workers in 50 unions. The Congress has its roots in a meeting of workers held in Manchester in 1868.
Our story is one of movement and change, standing up, joining together, to make the working world a better place. Years ago, we gathered in Manchester.
It is highly desirable that the trades of the United Kingdom should hold an annual congress for the purpose of bringing the trades into closer alliance and to take action in all parliamentary matters pertaining to the general interests of the working classes.
That's where it all started, through the good times and through the wars and crashes too. The Parliament of the Labour Movement, standing up to bosses and winning changes to the law of the land.
Steadfast in our aims, united in our purpose. Campaigning, bargaining and winning for everyone. A better deal at work.
Higher pay.
Equal pay.
Laws to stop discrimination.
Holiday pay.
Shorter working hours.
Safety at work.
Time off to train.
Decent pensions.
Helps for mums and dads.
None of it was given to us, all of it we fought for. And the job's not yet finished, not by a long way.
150 years on, we stand on the platform our brothers and sisters built for us. The UK will always need its trade union movement, making sure that bosses don't get away with it.
Standing in solidarity with unions worldwide, defending our hard-won rights, arguing for more.
So let's make this 150th year a year to celebrate and to mark history, yes, but also a year to look forward, to make sure we're ready to shape the next 150.
So stand up for our cause in your workplace or your industry and get out there and organise. What better gift could there be to mark 150 years of the TUC than to get the movement growing again?
Trade unionists in places where now we're not, gathering all the power we can, the power of workers working together to get a better deal for everyone.
So tell our stories, shout them loud, 150 years to make us proud.
The TUC campaigns on a wide range of issues, including fair pay, maternity leave, equal pay for work of equal value, job security, anti-racism, and more. It has a particular focus on youth. Here are some of the young people who have been working with the TUC.
I'm a member of a trade union for lots of different reasons. I know that if I want better wages, better working conditions, and respect at work, I know I'm not just going to get given those things magically when I go in tomorrow. I know that it's only by forming a union with my workmates that I can fight for those things, using our strength in numbers to get things changed that we can't change on.
Being part of the unions helped me when I was homeless. They supported me when I couldn't because of low wages. Seeing all the problems that I've had in work makes me want to help others to fight for what we deserve.
From working in an industry that isn't traditionally unionised, I've seen how people can be exploited when the employer isn't held to account. Service, retail and casual jobs are increasing, and without being actively involved in our unions, our rights are at risk. I've seen through collective strength how we can fight for these rights and ensure that they are protected.
The TUC will be celebrating its 150 years of service to working people throughout 2018. The commemoration will be the highlight of the TUC's annual Congress in September. The Congress will elect a new president and, most likely, re-elect its General Secretary, Frances O'Grady, the first woman to hold the post. And that's it. International Labour News you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.